Yet, even widely touted alternatives to dirty fossil fuels may not be the best fit for the job. Even though liquefied natural gas has been pushed as the go-to fuel of the future, it is still derived from fossil fuels. Biogas is another highly promising option, but there are concerns over its inefficient use of land. Enter e-fuels, electricity-based fuels or power fuels, synthetic fuels made from carbon dioxide and hydrogen using electricity. DHL Express and electric vehicle maker Street Scooter collaborated on the H2 panel van, a new electric delivery vehicle with hydrogen technology. DHL Express and electric vehicle maker Street Scooter collaborated on the H2 panel van, a new electric delivery vehicle with hydrogen technology. The process, known as power to fuel, is sustainable, provided the power comes from renewable sources and the carbon dioxide is removed from the atmosphere. They also leave no negative impact on the environment when burned. The biggest advantage of e-fuels is its malleability. E-fuels can be manufactured to exact specifications to meet different needs, be it servicing large freight ships or commercial cars. E-fuels, which are produced in liquid or gaseous form, require no additional infrastructure, unlike other fuel options such as hydrogen fuel cells. Existing fuel stations, pipelines, and tank farms, among others, can be converted for e-fuel usage. The potential is massive. The European Union estimates that e-fuels will successfully meet more than 70% of all transportation-related energy demands by 2050. E-fuels on the road. But one hurdle is in the way of e-fuels' commercial viability: costs. E-fuels are 2 to 5 times as expensive as wholesale fossil fuel prices because of inefficiencies in the manufacturing process, a major drag on the large-scale deployment of these engineered fuels. But that has not discouraged some companies from trying. Audi, for instance, has been experimenting with e-fuels since 2017. The automobile giant is planning for an e-fuel plant in Switzerland that will be powered by hydroelectric energy, with the capacity to produce 400,000 liters of e-diesel a year. On the logistics front, DHL has been outspoken about its Mission 2050 plan to achieve net zero carbon emissions by then. The group has taken steps toward this through various means, including developing the Street Scooter, an electric vehicle. Street Scooter has since put out over 10,000 units in Germany, with more set to ply the roads across Europe and Asia. Japanese logistics provider Yamato recently ordered 500 electric light utility vehicles from Street Scooter to offer environmentally friendly deliveries and better meet the changing needs of consumers. Yamato Street Scooter. Yamato Street Scooter. DHL is also supporting the first large-scale production of power-to-liquid fuels in Germany, with plans for a power-to-liquid plant in the offing. The plant will deliver synthetic hydrocarbons to a refinery for conversion into climate-neutral jet fuel, and byproducts from the process can be used to produce green diesel for use in heavy-duty vehicles and ships. Thomas Ogilvy, Labour Director and Board Member for Human Resources and Corporate Incubations at Deutsche Post DHL Group, is optimistic that synthetic fuels will reach mass market viability in the next 5 to 10 years. But progress, he stressed, will depend on a cross-border, cross-sectoral approach in the development of global standards to promote the production and use of sustainable fuels. This will drive development and scalability, and increase competitiveness against traditional fossil fuels, he added.